This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Aha! You've once again survived the Chinese Wuhan virus. Know this, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I bet on you. I knew you would survive the Chinese Wuhan virus. Because you are resilient. You have built yourselves strong immune systems. That's how you survive. You train. You get on the treadmill. Dun, 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 or whatever music you use, Rocky. Finish it. There you go. Anyway, you train for this. Leftists survive for one reason. They are cockroaches. That is why they survive. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you are listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. That would be the KevinJacksonShow.com for those of you who are uninitiated. Welcome again. I love that you're here for a couple reasons. One, I know if you're hearing the sound of my voice, you are still on terra firma, above terra firma, not in it. And I know, look, it was touch and go there for a while because we were told that, woohoo, we could all be dead by now. The dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. They like to call it the coronavirus, a.k.a. COVID-19, but it is indeed the deadly Chinese Wuhan virus. Well, it turned out that it isn't quite as deadly as they said. But here's the deal. I want to use a metaphor, because the other night, AOC, that would be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or Corona, she posted a video to Instagram of her puppy. And this puppy was afraid of this robot vacuum cleaner. You've seen these Roombas or Zumbas or whatever they are, the little circular things that go around and they sweep up after you. Well, anyway, he was afraid of the vacuum cleaner. And this is true. Many, many dogs have this thing. They bark at the vacuum cleaner. I've had them. You've probably had them. Anyway, this vacuum cleaner self-cleans the floor. Figures, you know, that AOC would want to get something like that. She obviously can't hire a minority. But so the puppy craps all over the floor because it got afraid of this vacuum cleaner. Now, AOC did not notice it in time because she was too busy, who knows, I don't know, finding a reason to hate Donald Trump. And the thing ran over, the robot runs over the doo-doo, and it gets poop all, it takes it, you know, and zzzz and spins and takes it all over the apartment. Now, I was thinking, there is no more of a fitting metaphor than this that happened to AOC with this puppy. You just cannot make this crap up. Pardon the pun. Democrats, folks, have pooped all over the floor. Whether you think about it in terms of the Russian collusion and obstruction, Ukrainian collusion and obstruction, or threats or intimidation or whatever they tried to make up, the impeachment that would last forever, right? And now we got the dreaded coronavirus. All of these things they want to tie to Donald Trump. Ergo, they want to tie to you. So the Democrats have pooped all over their floor, and their robots, instead of cleaning it up, their minions, are actually spreading the poop. You get what I'm saying? That's the metaphor here, people. And these Democrats have now quarantined themselves, and guess what? They got to clean up their own poop. That's right. They got to clean up their own mess. How are they going to clean up their own mess? So I thought about that. I said, I want to imagine AOC, you know, with her hazmat mask on and her gloves, and she's down on her hands and knees, and she's scrubbing puppy poop off the floor. Priceless. This is a priceless visual. Not because of the poop, folks, just the idea that she's actually working. Can you imagine leftists having to clean up their own poop? They got nobody to blame but themselves, and now they got to go clean it up. By the way, I'm not sure the manufacturer of this machine, this robot, put the contingency in there for poop. See, if I were an engineer designing this, I would say, you know, we've got ourselves a great idea here. This thing will go around. It'll clean up. It bumps into stuff. It backs up. It kind of learns as it goes. It's got, I mean, it's an AI robot. But you know what it doesn't have? It doesn't have a poop detector. And this is what I think about the Democrats. They don't have poop detectors. An odor detector that somebody where it would notice when the machine would run up against a big old mound of you know, puppy dung or whatever. I mean, I have Rottweilers. Even Rottweiler puppies leave the leave your presence that look like horses. But yeah, the machine would either see it or it would smell it. That was if I were designing this machine, I would make it where you could see it, you see the poop. And go, oh, no, 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 I'm not going to run over that. And you go around it. You don't have to bump into it. It would see it. Or it would have an odor detector, and it would smell it. Now, see, that would be the good thing to design into a product if you were a good design engineer. And you would say, an alarm would sound, and say, hey, poop detected. And then you could come up and clean up the poop as opposed to running over the poop and spreading it all over your apartment. Or in the case of the Democrats, all over your party. Yeah. Can't think of everything, I guess, when you're designing this kind of stuff. Anyway, the machines had poop meters. Democrats couldn't purchase them, though, I suspect. Because as soon as it would pick it up, the machine would go, right? Yeah, boy. AOC, self-quarantined. My question to you is, did you self-quarantine? We didn't. We did not self-quarantine. Went to Dave and Buster's. And I know what you're thinking. Kevin, how did you manage that, man? Do you know somebody, brother? How did you get into Dave and Buster's, man? Yeah, I went into Dave and Buster's. Friends came to visit. Took my youngest son. And he had a little buddy that was with him. And first of all, I was shocked it was open. Called the day before. They go, yeah, we're open. But I couldn't go. It's working. But they said, no, we're open tomorrow. Okay. So everybody said, let's go. We went to Dave and Buster's. Get there. They said, it's the last day. We're open. We're closing. The waiter said he's going to be out of a job indefinitely. And as I said last week, this is going to fall back on the Democrats because President Trump got the word out that he's willing to help. 55% approve of his handling of the Chinese Wuhan virus situation, and I think it's higher than that, of course. 43% disapprove. How could you disapprove? How could you disapprove? So anyway, yeah, I went to Dave and Buster's, Ghost Town. I'll tell you more about it when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Business is closing. I said I went to Dave and Buster's last week, took some friends, and go in there. Place is a ghost town. I mean, there's not 10 people. 15, just to be on the safe side. There's not 15 people in this restaurant. Waiters standing around. I think there were three waiters, which was too many. Anyway, go in. Guy says, sit anywhere you want. Go sit where we want. And then they got these meals where you buy them and you can get the $20 or $10 worth of free play and all this. So, all right, well, you know, boys want to go play. We're going to, you know, shoot some hoops, whatever. My youngest son's big into baseball. Kid threw 75 miles an hour, man. Anyway, so... the guy's like, man, it's a ghost town here. And you know, he's serving the food to my friends and what have you, and the family. And he's going, he says, yeah, I just found out today. We were like, hey, we're kind of surprised you're open. He goes, yeah, so are we. He goes, but, you know, we're closing at 8:30 today, and we're closed indefinitely. And he said, really? He goes, yeah. He says, I don't know when I'm going to have a job. He goes, you know, they're telling us it could be up to a year. And I said, it's not going to be a year. He says, no, I'm giving it a couple of weeks. He goes, I have a contingency. You know, he goes, this is what you saved for, right? I said, yeah. I said, don't worry about it, man. You'll be back to work soon enough. And he's like, yeah, I hope so. But yeah, so anyway, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Business is closing. They're calling this Wuhan situation Trump's Katrina. They're calling it Trump's Chernobyl. Democrats are hoping that this brings him down. Democrats are planning to spend, I saw this article, they're planning to spend millions of dollars to blame President Trump for the Chinese Wuhan virus. Millions. I want you to imagine this. I want you to think for a second. Think beyond what I just said. Here's what I want you to understand, and this is the way I want you to think about things. Blaming POTUS, the President of the United States, for something the Chinese did. You're blaming him. Now look, I wouldn't blame Barack Obama for the swine flu. It came in. You can look at how did he handle it, and you look at how he handled it in comparison to other people. You can look at how he handled it in comparison to other people and what were the results, and then you can draw a conclusion. For example, if George Bush had brought in the bird flu, and I don't know, I'm not telling you that he did, but let's say George Bush brought in the ankety-ank flu, and it killed, 25,000 people. George Bush didn't respond for 3 months, yada, yada. The CDC kicked in, and at the end of the day, 25,000 people died. You'd say, okay, there's my frame of reference. If you've had no pandemic up to that, that would be the benchmark. That's what we call a benchmark. I'm helping you out here with how engineering goes, right? So this is what we would call a benchmark. So then somebody else, Barack Obama, comes in and he says, hey, we got H1N1. I'm going to respond within 2 months, and 20,000 people died. Now, based on the benchmark, you would say, well, Barack Obama performed better than somebody else. Now, you can't just use that as your the total benchmark, because unless they were the same version of the flu, you don't know how one spreads versus the other. One pandemic is not the same for another. But you would at least have some form of reference. But for the sake of this discussion, let's say everything's equal. The pandemics are all equal. So Barack Obama responds in 2 months and only 20,000 versus 25,000 die. You would say he performed better than George Bush, though there are people that would argue, well, if he could have done it sooner, okay, great. You have that argument. Then you have Donald Trump. He responds in 1 month, and I don't know if this is the case. I know he responded early. He responds in 1 month and less than 5,000 people die. Let's just use those as an example. 25,000, 20,000, then 3 months, 2 months, then Trump responds in 1 month, and only 5,000 people die versus 25, 20, and 5. Now, how would you describe that? Would you describe that as his Katrina or his Chernobyl? Would you run things against him? No. In comparison to the benchmark, Donald Trump will have performed geometrically better than the other guys. It's that simple. And that's where we find ourselves. And see, the Democrats can't stand this. Because when you look at H1N1 and the number of people who caught it, 50, 60 million, use whatever numbers you want, those are the number who caught it. Then how many got hospitalized? Over 300,000 or whatever. It's nowhere near that number who have caught it in America. It's nowhere near that number who will be hospitalized because of it. And at the end of the day, Barack Obama's virus killed, and I've seen numbers of 12,000, I've seen numbers of 19. So it's safe to say under 20,000, but above 10,000. So somewhere between 10 and 20,000 people died. Okay? Those are his numbers. Donald Trump's numbers are nowhere near that. They are exponentially less. They will be. Look, I get it. Are you still scared? Are you still, hunkered down or whatever? Donald Trump's numbers are going to be less, substantially less, exponentially less. And they're going to spend millions of dollars blaming him. All the president did was want to protect Americans. No political issue here whatsoever. Just doing his job. And the politicians on the other side of the aisle want to destroy him. What a wicked career to want to go into. You can't even say he did a good job. Look, there are enough policy issues for you to attack the one president or another on, a politician. There are so many. But when they do something right, you can't even say, you know what? Look, I don't like Donald Trump's policies. I don't like his policies on trade. I don't like his policies on this. But on this, he did really good. There's no reason to politicize that. The reason why the left can't do that is because if they do that, they know they will not win the next election. They will lose the House. They already lost the Senate, and they won't win the presidency. So they can't say anything good. I want you to understand how wicked, how vile that is. You as a citizen cannot get the truth from your politicians because of this. So now I'm reading things like jobless claims spiked. It's a looming recession, they tell you. Companies have been told, keep your people home, and they say jobless claims spiked. California orders 40 million people to stay home. They say jobless claims spiked. Everything's going to spike. There's not going to be enough. There's going to be plenty of gas now. I guess toilet paper is the only thing in short supply. Because if you can't go anywhere because you've been mandatory to stay home, what's going to be impacted? Democrats want this economy to fail. They will claim that it did fail even when it didn't. Now, let me just tell you something. I'm going to give you some good news, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Give this economy a month at most. That's all it's going to take to be back to normal. Then what? Well, I'm going to talk about that when I get back. Because the then what's is what you should be asking yourself about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are back at work on Capitol Hill, struggling to find bipartisan consensus on a massive emergency stimulus package. Speaker of the House Mitch McConnell says Democrats are trying to take advantage of the situation.
Democrat special interest friends want to squeeze employers while they're vulnerable. Squeeze these employers while they're vulnerable. I'd like to see Senate Democrats tell all American seniors who've seen their hard-earned retirement savings literally melt away that they're continuing to hold up emergency measures over tax credits for solar panels.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams says you need to stay home and that Americans need to understand the seriousness of the pandemic. Adams believes things are only going to get worse before they get better. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So it's very uncharted territory. Could have been stopped pretty easily if we had known, if everybody had known about it a number of months before people started reading about it.
You said you didn't.
Excuse me. Before we started reading about it, it could have been stopped in its tracks. Unfortunately, they didn't decide to make it public. But the whole world is suffering because of it.
You did say a few days ago, though, you did have a sense that this was a pandemic that was coming. So why was the United States not prepared for more testing?
We were very prepared. The only thing we weren't prepared for was the media. The media has not treated it fairly. I'll tell you how prepared I was. I called for a ban from people coming in from China. Long before anybody thought it was, in fact, it was your network. I believe they called me a racist because I did that. It was many of the people in the room. They called me racist and other words because I did that, because I went so early. So when you say we weren't prepared, had I let these tens of thousands of people come in from China a day, we would have had something right now that would have been, you wouldn't have even recognized it compared to where we are. How many people have passed away? How many people have died as of this moment? You could multiply that by a factor of many, many, many. So when you say that I wasn't prepared, I was the first one to do the ban. Now other countries are following what I did. But the media doesn't acknowledge that. They know it's true. They know it's true, but they don't want to write about it.
The Chinese Wuhan virus is nearing its end. Oh, I know. People don't really want to admit this right now because, you know, you can't say that. I'm going to get to that in just a second. But it is nearing its end. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. The question you should be asking is, you know, what are they going to do when this ends? How will the media spin this situation? So, what is this situation? The situation is, it's hype. Not nearly enough people will have died at the end of this. As I said in the last segment, compare this to the other pandemics that we've been made to be afraid of. For us to be reacting this way to the Chinese Wuhan virus, compared to what happened with H1N1 or swine flu or whatever these other ones, is ridiculous. This is a height of hypocrisy in terms of how we should handle this thing. But this is where we are. We're in hype. So let's go back to the hype. The hype was that this thing happened whenever it happened in China, and the Chinese didn't wrap it up. They didn't, contain it. And so it spread all over the world. And as it spread, the hype was how many people were dying, how they were dying, how it was released, etc. And, oh, by the way, it's coming, and it's going to kill everybody. And Trump immediately said, let's stop the flights from China. We're going to hold these ships offshore, etc. I mean, you couldn't react any faster. You just couldn't. And the hype was, He didn't do enough. Well, first of all, the hype was he's a xenophobe. That's what he said, you know, in this clip. They called me a racist for doing this. But you couldn't call it hype. Even though the numbers weren't jiving, the number of people dying, etc., you couldn't call it hype. Over one word. There's one word reason why you could not call it hype. Politics. It's the same reason, by the way, that you white folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you don't fight back on anything because you don't want to be called one word. You ready? Racist. And that the reason why you are willing to not fight back and are concerned about being called a racist is because of one word. Politics. That's right. The fear of the potential didn't allow us to stop the nonsense. And it's the same thing for you. The fear of you potentially being called a racist won't allow you to react. The fear of you potentially being called something, whatever it would be, for going, look, I think this is all hype. I think this whole flu thing is hype. This new version of this virus or whatever, it's all hype. There are not enough people dying in the numbers. It isn't growing at pandemic levels. But you couldn't say it. If I'd been on TV, I would have been saying things like, look, while everybody needs to remain vigilant, no matter what, the level of vigilance you should have is the same level of vigilance when you cross the street. You're not panicked about it, but you'll look both ways. You shouldn't be panicked. Why are they trying to panic us? Why are they trying to make us sell our stock? Why are they making us run on grocery stores? Why are we selling out of disinfectant? I mean, we've been surviving for decades with, Lord knows, man, I grew up in the country. Wash your hands. I mean, yeah, you wash your hands, but the holy crap, man, if you were washing your hands every time you touch something in the country, you'd be rubbing the skin off of them. So we got all this hype that nobody's willing to talk about. And I'm going to tell you, even if President Trump didn't stop the planes coming from China, if he hadn't stopped the cruise ships, this virus, this Chinese Wuhan virus, would not have, it still wouldn't have killed the number of people that the flu kills or even the common cold. But we couldn't say that. We wouldn't say that because you don't want to be accused of being the person that, oh, I got it wrong. I got it wrong. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. And so we let the hype develop. Yeah, my producers are going, where are you going? I'm going to tell you where I'm going. Everybody out there wonders, how does this stuff propagate? How do we allow this stuff to go? Because we won't confront it. We won't say, look, I get it. I understand there's something that is worldwide. It's like, you know, the butterfly effect. If somebody catches a cold in Russia, somebody might get a cold in D.C. I don't know. But here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm not panicking about it. Every one of us is destined to die. Some of us will die in mass, will die in plane crashes, will die in mudslides, will die in hurricanes, whatever. All kinds of natural disasters, and a natural disaster is a pandemic, and some of us may die of this. Thousands of people have died of this dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus, but it is a fraction of who normally dies. And to question it is to put yourself in harm's way. Because how dare you talk about this when we're trying to set a narrative of hype? How dare you, Kevin Jackson, say, you know what, guys, I don't see the big deal here. I'm not seeing the numbers. Now, I will tell you this. When it first came out, I said, you know, this is interesting. I don't see this as a cold that, you know, morphed on its own. I see this as something else because they were talking about this Chinese lab, it leaking, and it was very cryptic how the Chinese were handling it. But outside of that, though, I want to see numbers. I'm a numbers guy. You guys do know my degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. Anyway, I'm a numbers guy. I'm a data guy. I'm a logic guy. And as it starts to spread, I'm going, this isn't spreading like a pandemic. And I would have said that. On TV, on radio, I said it. I said, I don't get it. I don't understand all the hype. So, why couldn't you call it hype? Politics. Fear. The fear of the potential didn't allow us to stop this nonsense. And you here's the thing. You participated with this a little bit, right? You didn't dare not participate. So here's the thing. Democrats got you to act. what I call the dry run over what's going to be the next issue. The good news is that you've been slowly conditioned to ignore the media and the hype, but many of us fell for it. I'm going to include myself, even though I didn't fall for the hype. I didn't go and make a run for toilet paper. I bought it when it was out there, but hey, you know, I bought it in the same amounts that I needed it. I don't want you to be hard on yourselves. I get it. I get why you did what you did. You suddenly became preppers. You took your money out of the stock market, some of you. You self-isolated. You canceled those planned vacations. You got caught up in this hype. You did what the Democrats wanted you to do. You went for it, just in case. So I ask you again, what's next? What are they going to do to you next? Democrats' lives are on the line in this next election. They have tried Russian collusion and obstruction. They have tried impeaching the president. You know what? Impeachment, according to Al Green, that's the only way we can get him out of there. That's the only way we can win. Maxine Waters, we got to get rid of the president. And if we must impeach him, then we need to. That's the way we will do it. And so everybody's, here's all of our Hail Marys. And that didn't work. So what do we do? Let's make a hype. And now what are they talking about doing? We're going to make this virus his. It's going to be his Chernobyl. It's going to be his Katrina. It's going to be Armageddon. We're going to crater the stock market. We're going to make people go home. We're going to sit them down and make them believe that it was Donald Trump, even though he's got nothing to do with this. What are you going to do? And now that this is going to fail, because I'm telling you people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, this is not going to work. What's going to be next? How are they going to do this? That's the question you should be asking yourself. If I were, as a strategist, as a person who looks at risk mitigation, ask yourself, what are these butt clowns going to do next?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you. are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So it's very uncharted territory. It could have been stopped. Could have been stopped pretty easily if we had known, if everybody had known about it a number of months before people started reading about it.
You said you didn't.
Excuse me. Before we started reading about it, it could have been stopped in its tracks. Unfortunately, they didn't decide to make it public. But the whole world is suffering because of it.
You did say a few days ago, though, you did have a sense that this was a pandemic that was coming. So why was the United States not prepared for more testing?
We were very prepared. The only thing we weren't prepared for was the media. The media has not treated it fairly. I'll tell you how prepared I was. I called for a ban from people coming in from China long before anybody thought it was. In fact, it was your network. I believe they called me a racist because I did that. It was many of the people in the room. They called me racist and other words because I did that, because I went so early. So when you say we weren't prepared, had I let these tens of thousands of people come in from China a day, we would have had something right now that would have been, you wouldn't have even recognized it compared to where we are. How many people have passed away? How many people have died as of this moment? You could multiply that by a factor of many, many, many. So when you say that I wasn't prepared, I was the first one to do the ban. Now other countries are following what I did. But the media doesn't acknowledge that. They know it's true. They know it's true, but they don't want to write about it.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Kevin Jackson's show. Donald Trump saying, I was prepared. I was prepared. There would have been many, many more people who died. Look, I don't know what the number is. I don't know what the count is, but I'll tell you this. It's under 300. It's growing by tens a day, something like that. Many more people die of much more sillier things. Many more people die of accidents every day than are going to be killed by the coronavirus. I'm not even joking about that. Something like 50,000, 60,000 people a year die from accidents. Accidents. But you don't hear these leftists talking about it at all. 60,000 people a day. Just figure that, I mean, I'm sorry, 60,000 people a year. So you're talking about 20 people a day, give or take, that die every day from accidents, but it's not a pandemic. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Don't tell me, folks, that leftists don't have a religion. They are very, very religious people, and their religion is hate Trump. Their religion is hate you for having elected Trump. Their religion is hate America for having birthed you and given you the ability to speak out on behalf of the American spirit. They hate it. It is their religion. The devil is not needed, folks. He has left the campus. He's left the country because he has the left doing his bidding. The devil is on permanent vacation, probably spreading the dreaded Wuhan virus in hell, for all we know. Because he doesn't need to be here. He's got plenty of minions doing his work for him. But here's what I have to say to you, conservatives, you Republicans, you thinkers, you critical thinkers, you people that get it. Hang in there. God's got this. And so do you. You're the God-fearing people. You understand it. God has got this. The left wants to use the coronavirus to beat you down, the Chinese Wuhan virus. The left wanted to use Ukraine and impeachment to beat you down. That didn't work. They wanted to use Russian collusion and obstruction to beat you down. That didn't work. They've called you racist. They've called you xenophobic. They've called you misogynist, womanizers. They said of you leftists, women on the right, that you are being beat down by your men. You are stepford wives, too stupid to answer questions and do things for yourselves. And you know what you said each and every time, just like you'll do this time? You'll say, screw you people. You are not going to get to me. Because you're smart. You're critical thinkers. You get it. See, right now, the left believe that they can win by torpedoing the economy. They think if we drive this stock market far enough down, then people are going to get out. And some of them are. Some of them are. But I'm going to tell you, if you're smart, you're getting in. You're waiting on it to come back. Because I'm going to tell you, you have a guy that knows how to bring it back that's in the office. I put money in. I'm like James Wood. James Wood put money in when it first started happening. The actor, James Woods, IQ of 180, MIT graduate. You know what he did? He put money into the market. He says, I will back America every time. You want to know how you can counter it? You can counter it by putting your money into the market. I'm telling you, there's not a better time to do it. Remember when the stock market, right after 9/11 hit, it fell to 7,000? It was horrible. But you know what happened to George Bush? His numbers went way up. The stock market dipped, but his numbers went up. You're experiencing a similar thing. The stock market has dipped. Trump's numbers are going up. What do you think is going to happen to the market when they finally realize that Trump's actually in control of this thing? He's got it down. What do you think is going to happen to the market then? See, they want to torpedo this economy because it is the last ditch effort for them to try to beat Donald Trump, ergo beat you. It's the economy, stupid. They finally got it. The left said, you know what? If we partner with communist China and help them destroy America, let's blame America on a virus that started in China. We will use it to torpedo the economy. So what? This is the weakest of all pandemics in comparison to others. Why? Because President Trump acted quickly. He just told you. I acted quickly. Oh, my gosh. He's a racist. He's using Chinese. Yeah, well, if he says I want Chinese food, I got sick on some Chinese food. How are you demeaning the Chinese food? Have any of you ever been sick on Chinese food? I have. I ate some Chinese food one time. I got home. It wasn't a hot minute. I was throwing up. Didn't eat Chinese food for 6 months. Is it bad? Is it racist to talk about that? Here's what I'll tell you about President Trump. He's on to him. You know what the media is complaining about right now? How dare he go after the media for talking about all of the hype that we're putting onto this Chinese Wuhan virus? How dare he do that? How dare he call us out for saying that he's a racist when we were using the term Chinese coronavirus early on? How dare he throw that back in our faces? How dare he throw the number of dead back in our faces? How dare his administration compare it to the H1N1 of Obama? As of my broadcast today, there are less than 300 people dead in America from the Chinese Wuhan virus. And we are on lockdown. People are, the caregiver for my aunt came to my house. She's like, Kevin, they're saying they're going to deploy the National Guard and they're going to keep us in our houses and off. And I said, that is absolute nonsense. Democrats want, they want you to believe it's Armageddon. They want you impacted so badly that you don't want to make a move, that you panic. Think about how you react when you're in normal mode and when you're in panic mode, fight or flight. You know what they want you doing? Flight. They want you running. They don't want you fighting. It's going to break their hearts, folks, when the stock market goes back up and businesses say, you know what? Enough is enough. We got to start sending people back to work. And they start going after these governors and saying, look, we're going back to work. We're going to figure a way out. For the record, leftists don't play things out to the bitter end. What do you think is going to happen when they find out that we don't have to be around them? You know, you don't have to send your kids to school because you know what? It wasn't as difficult as I thought to homeschool. It wasn't as difficult as I thought to do certain things, to interact, to have my smaller cadre of friends. It wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be. In the meantime, Donald Trump, folks, he's using their tactics against them. Yeah, the harder it gets on Americans, the more, I'm telling you right now, the more they are going to blame the Democrats. They're going to blame this media for this hype. Don't think this is going to get blamed on Donald Trump. Just hold your horses. I know it's difficult to believe given our past in dealing with these devils, but they miscalculated greatly this time in their worship of Satan. And that's what they are. I'm telling you, they hate Trump. That is their religion. Don't make no bones about it. When you tell them, when you speak to these people, you should say, you know what? I figured it out. You are religious. I'm not religious. I don't believe in it. Yeah, you are. You're religious. You hate Trump. You are in the religion of hating Trump. Anyway, Donald Trump's using their stuff against them. He's making them have to come out of themselves and admit, you know what? We're not nearly as much about loving America and throwing aside political labels and helping our fellow man and making sure that everybody's cared for as we pretend. And that's why it's not going to work. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.